Prayer to See Our Purpose in Every Season by Alicia Headley, read by Leah Martin. There's a season for every purpose and a purpose for every season. Ecclesiastes 3:1. I'm not sure what season you're currently walking in right now. Perhaps you're in a season of transition as you're in the process of changing careers. Maybe you're in a season that feels insignificant, taking care of young children or aging parents, and every day feels like Groundhog Day. Whatever your season, it's preparing you for the next one. The Bible gives us countless examples of seasons, none of which were ever wasted. Some of these seasons might have felt irrelevant, but each season served a significant purpose. Our beloved Savior, Jesus himself, spent his first 30 years mostly in obscurity. After just a few years of ministry, he was crucified on the cross at age 33. That means he was only walking in what one might perceive as his calling for a short 3 years. The 30 years prior, even though it may have seemed irrelevant or insignificant, was anything but. He was a student and not a teacher. He was following his calling, allowing God to make him into the man who was ready to walk in the season ahead of him. Luke 3:23 shows us he was exactly where he was supposed to be for those first 30 years, walking in the season he was supposed to be walking in. So what season are you currently in? It may seem like a season that feels as if you have no value. Today's verse confirms, however, that whatever season you're in serves a purpose. We may not understand the purpose yet, but one day we will. Regardless, God wants us to be excellent in the season we're in right now, because it serves a purpose. And just as Jesus showed us as our greatest example, we too can learn everything God wants us to learn in the current season we're in. These skills he's trying to grow in us will be used in the next season he's preparing for us. Let's begin to embrace the season we're in, to embrace whatever small things you're doing now that may seem insignificant. God's watching you handle what he's given you now to make sure you're prepared and ready for the thing that's next. So embrace and be excellent where you are now. As Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, do everything wholeheartedly as to the Lord. Let's pray. Dear God, we're so thankful that you love us so much that you won't throw us into a season for which we're not equipped. Thank you for today's verse. It reminds us that whatever season we're in, it's serving a purpose. It's serving a greater purpose, your purpose. We may not know your mighty plan, but we trust that you have a plan. Even though the season we're in right now doesn't make sense, or we may feel like what we're doing is nothing of value, it's preparing us for what you have ahead for us. We trust that every single day is not wasted in this season, as there is something you want to teach us and show us about you. Thank you that we don't have to know the reason, but we can trust you as the author who wrote this story and who knows how the story ends. Prompt us in moments of discouragement or defeat to remind us that we can do everything and anything with a joyful spirit, because we're doing it for you and for your glory. Teach us what you want us to learn in this season, and we commit to being excellent in the season we're in now. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.